Today's daf is Shabbos Daf Samech Tes. We are 6 lines from the top of Daf Samech Tes Amud Aleph, Ve'ela Munbas. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Yitzchak Elio ben Chaya Sarah, Avram Kaddish ben Malka Bela, Avram Yekusil ben Gittel, Rafal Chaim Shar Yoshev ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo ben Basya, Baruch Tzvi ben Shloimis Vega, Chaim ben Yomim Mordechai ben Ida, Ya'el Basbela, Chizkiyo Shloimoy Ziskin ben Nechama, and Eliakim Getzel ben Brana Esther. Today's daf's also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Yechiel Yosef ben Tzvi Betzalel, Aryeh ben Yehuda, Shloimezeb ben Avram Yitzchak, and Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Elchanan. So yesterday we began the 7th Perek in Masechta Shabbos, Perek Klal Gadol, which begins with the halachos of Korban Chatas. So if somebody is Mechalel Shabbos B'Shoigeg, he has to bring the Korban Chatas. The reason is because anytime anyone does any Avera, that had he done b'mezid, he would have been chayiv karis. B'shoigig, the halach is, he has to bring a karban chatas. If someone is mechal Shabbos b'mezid, if there's edim and asra, he's chayiv skila. If there are no edim and asra, he's chayiv karis. So Shabbos is an avera shezdoinoi karis. As a result, if someone is mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, he would have to bring a karban chatas. The Mishnah began with a klal gadol. The Mishnah said, if somebody was mechal Shabbos many times over many Shabbosos, how many karbanos chatos would he have to bring? And the Mishnah said it depends. And really, what it depends on what is what his mistake was. Kol ha-shechech ikur Shabbos, said the Mishnah, if somebody forgets the whole concept of Shabbos, so somehow he became unaware that there was an idea of Shabbos, for asim melachos harbi b'shabbosos harbi, and he did many melachos over many Shabbosos. So there the Mishnah said, ein echayiv al achatas achas. That's an example where somebody can be mechal Shabbos his entire life b'shoigig, yet he'll only be chayiv to bring one karban chatas. And the Mishnah said there are times he'd be obligated to bring a karban chatas for every Shabbos that he was mechal Shabbos, and then there are times that a person would be obligated to bring a karban chatas for every melacha that he violated. But the first halacha of the Mishnah was that if someone's sheikhech ikur Shabbos and he did many melachos over many Shabbosos, ein echayiv al achatas achas. And there was a big time machloikis amayron. Rabbi Shmuel on the one hand, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish on the other hand, in terms of how to understand Pashup Shana in the Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to be saying, kol ha-sheikhech ikur Shabbos, implying that this person once knew about Shabbos, he forgot it. You can't forget something you never knew. So if the Mishnah is discussing someone that was Sheikh Ikur Shabbos, he did many melachos over many Shabbosos, ein echayiv el achatas achas. It's discussing a person that once knew about Shabbos, somehow he forgot about it. The halacha is, doesn't matter how many times he was mechal Shabbos, he's only going to bring one chatas. The question is, what if this person never knew about Shabbos? What if he was a tinoik shenishba levein hagoyim? What if he was a ger sheniskayer Lebein Hagoyin? What would be the halacha then? If he never knew the halacha of Shabbos, and he went ahead and he was mechal Shabbos many, many times over many years, would he be considered a sheikhech ikur Shabbos, v'asa melacha isharbe b'shabbos isharbe, whereas ein echayiv al achatas achas? Or do we say that's only for someone that knew about it and forgot it? But someone that never knew about Shabbos, even though now, quote unquote, b'shoigeg, he was mechal Shabbos many times, maybe the halacha over there is going to be different. And it was machloik. It's Rav Shmuel said that kol ha-sheikhech ikur Shabbos is lav dafka, meaning Tinoik Shenishba, who does many Chil Shabbos over many Shabbosos, the halacha of the Mishnah would be true. Ein echayiv al achatas achas. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish said no. If someone is a tinik shenishba, he's not going to have to bring a chatas at all. What's the machloikis? Rav and Shmuel held that a tinik shenishba is considered a shoigig. If he's considered a shoigig, he has to bring a karban chatas. His mistake was that he's unaware of ikur Shabbos. As a result, he's going to have to bring one chatas. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish held that a tinik shenishba is not a shoigig. A tinik shenishba is an oynis. What do you want from this tinik shenishba? At the very least, he's a karav oynis. And being that that's the case, he's not a shoigig, he doesn't have to bring a karban chatas. The only time you bring a karban chatas is if you need kapara, if at the very least you were negligent. But the tinik shenishba wasn't negligent. What was he supposed to do? He grew up in a place where he was never taught anything about Shabbos. Why should this person need to bring a karban chatas? Why should he even need kapara? So as Rav and Shmuel held that a tinik shenishba is treated like a shoigig, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish held that a tinik shenishba is actually treated like a oynis. Why are we talking about a tinik shenishba? L'may nafkemina in our sugya? Because the Mishnah said, kol ha-shechech, ikur Shabbos, v'losim, alach yisharbe, b'shabbos yisharbe, enu chayv alachat ha-sachas. The Mishnah is clearly talking about someone that once knew about Shabbos and forgot about it. What would be if he never knew about Shabbos? According to Rav and Shmuel, it would be the same alacha. According to Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, if he never knew about Shabbos, in that case, it would be potter. And then the Gemara said that really this machloikis, Rav and Shmuel on the one side, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish on the other side, is really a machloikis tanam. And the Gemara brought a braisa where Munbaz had a shakla vatarya. He had a give and take with the great Rabbi Akiva as it relates to this exact point where Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim were of the opinion that Tinaik Shenishba is treated like an ordinary Shechech Iker Shabbos, where the halacha is that he would have to bring a Karban Chatas. Munbaz felt not that way. Munbaz felt that a Tinaik Shenishba wouldn't be chayv to bring a Karban Chatas. And Munbaz said, I'm going to tell you why I feel this way. Because I feel that the only time you bring a Karban Chatas is if you had some element of Yediyah. But if you never knew, you don't bring a Chatas. And he learned it from a drasha, because the Pasuk in Parsha Shlach puts the Mezen and the Shogig next to each other, and the juxtaposition, the Smuchin, said Munbaz is coming to teach me that just like a mazid always has yediyah, so too a shoygeg has to have yediyah as well. At the very least, he would have had to have known at some point. A tinik shenishma never knew. He's lacking yediyah. If he's lacking yediyah, he would never be chayv to bring a karban chatas. So Rabbi Akiva asked Munbaz, the Chachamim told Munbaz, Munbaz, I don't understand. If you're right, and you're telling me that we compare a shoygeg to a mazid has yediyah, thus shoygeg would have had to have had yediyah. Why is it enough that the shoygeg had yediyah? Say better. Say that the shogeg should have to have yediyah. And Rabbi Akiva was really making a rhetorical point. He was trying to tell Munbaz, that can't be, because if you know what you're doing, then by definition, you're amazed. You're not going to be a shogeg. But if you're right that there's a heckish yediyah b'mezi, yediyah b'shogeg, then why is it maspik that there was once yediyah b'shogeg? You should have to have yediyah b'shas, you're doing it. And clearly, that can't be the case. So if that's the case, Munbaz, you're flawed. And shockingly, amazingly, Munbaz turns to Rabbi Akiva and says, no, I agree with you, Rabbi Akiva. You're actually saying very good. I wanted to say that. You're saying tremendous. I hold that the only time you're a shoygig is if you have yediyah at the time that you're doing the aveira. Thus, a tinik shenishba who knows nothing is clearly excluded from the parish of shoygig. The question, however, is, and this is where we left off, so what exactly is the definition of a shoygig according to Munbaz? L'chay Rabbi Akiva is saying, very good. How is it possible to have yediyah, to know what you're doing is wrong, yet be treated like a shoygig? That would be a paradigm shift in our entire understanding of what a shoygeg is. We've been accustomed to thinking that a shoygeg is someone who has no clue that what he's doing is asur, or he doesn't realize this halama. He doesn't realize what he's doing. It's a mistake. It's one big mistake. If he knows that what he's doing is asur, then obviously he's not a shoygeg. Yet we have a shitas Munbaz. When Munbaz said that the Torah seems to equate the shoygeg to the mezid has yediyah while he's doing the avera. A shoygeg also has to have yediyah while he's doing the avera. So we'll pick it up on that note. So according to Munbaz, what's a shoygeg? If every shoygeg has yediyah, then what makes him into a shoygeg? So the Gemara says, "Going shoygeg bekarben." No, you know how you become a shoygeg according to Munbaz? You know what you're doing is wrong, but at the same time, you don't know that if there's a piece of information, you don't know that if you do it b'shoygig, you have to bring a carbon chatas. So the person who's not aware of the parsha of chatas that's part and parcel to this aveira, that by definition makes him into a shoygig. And that's when you chayv chata. So we mentioned yesterday that this is something that you really need to figure out. You become a shoygig when you're not aware of the halacha that a shoygig has to bring a karban chatas when he does the aveira of a shoygig. But either way, Munbaz said, you want the pirish amulais, how is it possible to have yediyah and at the same time be a shoygig? Because you had yediyah on the ikur parsha, but at the same time, as it relates to an element of the parsha, that's where you were lacking yediyah, and that's where it's nogeya, the halacha of shoygig. Says the Gemara of Rabban. What do the Rabbanon hold? That's easy. Shigigas karban, laishmash gaga. That's not enough to make you into a shoygig. A shoygig has to be a real shoygig. But the Gemara says, is that true? Vila Rabban shgaga b'may. Meaning, until we learned this Gemara, we were under the impression that the way you do an Avera b'shoygig is by doing an Avera and not realizing that what you're doing was an Avera. Munbaz just changed everything. Munbaz introduced us to a different idea of shoygeg, and that is that it's possible for a person to know that he's doing an avera, but if he's not aware of a detail within the Shulchan Aruch of this avera that he's doing, that may be enough to render him a shoygeg. The Rabbanon held that where Munbaz took it to his extreme, that Shagag Bekarbin would be enough of a detail to make you into a Shagag, they disagree. The Rabbanan held Shigas Karbin Leishmei Shkago. But the Gemara wants to know, maybe the Rabbanan agree on some level to what Munbaz said. Meaning, is there a concept according to the Rabbanan that maybe somebody who knows that what he's doing is wrong, but he's not fully aware of the qualitatively of what it is he's doing, is maybe that lack of yidiyah would be enough to make him into a shagig? So the Gemara says yes. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kivin sheshagig bekaris, afal bishahez abalav." If somebody doesn't have aveira, shes doinei karis, and he did it b'mezid, but he was unaware of the fact that he's chayiv karis for what he did. So he knew that it was a problem. He knew that it was a lav, but he did not know that it's something for which you're chayiv karis. Rabbi Yochanan says that would be enough to make you into a shagig. Again, how are you a shagig? You know what you're doing is wrong. You know it's a lav. That's true, but you don't know the extent of how wrong it is, what it is you're doing. You didn't realize it's karis. Maybe had you known it's karis, you would have looked at it differently. So the fact that you're a shagig b'karis, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's enough to make you into a shagig. Shlokash argues, he said, now, the only time you considered a shagig is if, A, you don't know karis, but also you have to not know that it was a lav either. To the extent that you know something is a lav, just because you're a shagig b'karis, Rishlokash told Rabbi Yochanan, I don't agree, that's not going to make you into a shagig. Meaning, Rish Lakish's understanding of shagig seems to be the conventional understanding. You have to be a shagag b'lav karis. If you do an avera, you know it's wrong, you know it's a lav, just because you don't know it's karis, that doesn't make you into a shagig. Rabbi Yechanan disagreed. Rabbi Yechanan said, kivan sheshagag b'karis, afal pishaheze b'lav. Even if you're amazing, you know that what you're doing is wrong. You just didn't realize that it carries with it the punishment of karis. That would be enough to make you into a shagig. Munbaz, just to come full circle, took it to even a further extreme. Munbaz held that if you know that what you're doing is a lav, you know that what you're doing is karis, you just didn't know that there's a concept of a chatos, that's something that you weren't aware of, or that's enough to make you into a shagig, and that's precisely when it is that you would be chayav a chatos. Rava said, my time, what's the makart of Rishon Ben Lakish that holds that if somebody did an aveiro, he knew that it was aser, he knew that it was a lav, he just didn't know that it was a chi of karis. The halacha is he's not considered a shaygig. The only time you're a shaygig is if you weren't even aware of the fact that it's a lav. How do you know that? He learned it from a pasuk. Oh my God, the pasuk says, "Ashaloi say asena b'shgaga va'ashem." This is a pasuk in the parish of shaygig, and we learn from there, "Ashayishgaig b'lav v'karis haba." Ashaloi say asena, that's the lav. Bishkaga. So the Torah writes the word shaygig next to the lav to teach me that the only time you considered a shaygig is if you didn't even know about the lav. Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yochanan do with that pasuk? So the Gemara says, he used it for something that's mentioned many times in Seder Kachim. The pasuk says, me'am ha'aretz. This is in the parasha of Chatos. It teaches us, me'am ha'aretz. Meaning there are some people that bring a carbon chatos if they do an aver b'shaygig. But not everyone that does an aver b'shaygig brings a carbon chatos. Who not? Pratlam mummer. Someone that's a mummer, or someone that's always doing averis, so that person, even if he does an aver b'shaygig, wouldn't bring a carbon chatas. I mean, the concept of a chatas is for a upgehit in a yid, someone who's a shomer Torah mitzvahs, and now it just so happens by mistake, and you realize it was Shabbos, you thought it was Tuesday, whatever, that person brings a karma chatas. But someone that's a mummer, someone that lives his life b'shriris libi eilech, that person, the halacha is, even when he does an avera b'shaygig, he doesn't have the out by bringing a carbon chatas. How do we know that? So the Tanakam and the Brisa says, "May ama aretz." Some people bring a chatas, not everybody. Who not? So the Gemara says, in Svara, probably someone that's a mum. Rav Shimon Allah says, Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Allah said, in the name of the great Rav Shimon, as in Rav Shimon Bar Yechai, Stam Rav Shimon in Shas, is the Heilige Tana Rashbi. He said, it's learned out from the Pasuk that says, "Ashaloi say asena bishkaga v'ashem." Our Pasuk. But it's the Hemshach. The Gemara doesn't bring the end of the pasuk. And he learned from here, Hashav mi yediyasai, mevi karban al shigagasai. Loi shav mi yediyasai, eni mevi karban al shigagasai. When the pasuk describes, when it portrays the shoigig, so the Torah says somebody did an avera b'shoigig, and then later he found out that what he did was a mistake. Users, he ran to bring a carbon. It sounds like this is a person that the moment he found out what he did was wrong, he wanted to figure out what his kapara was. So this is a shove me a diyasa, someone that it's clear that had he known that what he did was usher, he would have never done it. The only reason he did the avera b'shagig is because it was a shagig. But had it not been b'shagig, B'mezid is something he would have never done. Someone that would do the Avera B'mezid anyways. In other words, a mummer, the halach is, doesn't bring a carbon chatos. So we have two makairis to this idea that a mummer doesn't bring a carbon chatos. Either it's learned out from Me'am Ha'aretz, Rav Shimon ben Elazar said in the name of Rav Shimon Ma'ichai, that it's learned out from Ashaloi Se'aseno B'shkaga V'ashem. What do we need from this? The Gemara asks the question. Reish Lakish holds that the only time a person's a shogeg is if he didn't even know that what he did was a lav. But if a person would know that what he's doing is a lav, he would just be shogeg bekaris or shogeg bekarbin. That wouldn't be enough to make him into a shogeg. My time with Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rav said it's learned time from Asher Lo Yisei Asen B'Shkag B'Hashim. Gemara says Rav Yochanan, who doesn't agree with Rav Shimon ben Lakish, how does he know that halacha? What does he do with the pasuk Asher Lo Yisei Asen B'Shkag B'Hashim? So the Gemara says he's going to hold like Reb Shimon ben Elazar, in the name of Reb Shimon ben Yechai, he's going to use that pasuk to teach me that a mummer never brings a carbon chat. So this is the Mishnah, Mesech de Shabbos. Mishnah that's coming up in a few days. Daf Ayin Gimel Lamed Aleph, where the Mishnah introduces the Lamed Tes Melachis, and it introduces it with the line, how many Avos Melachis are there? It's Arbaim Chasarachas, 40 minus 1. Also known as 39. And the Gemara says, "Va'avinam ba minyan alamali." The Gemara asks, why does the Mishnah have to count the amount of malachas that there are? So in Dafayin Gimel, we'll get into some raid. There's significance to the number 39. But the point is that the Amiram was bothered that the Tana had to do the math for us. We could take an envelope and do the arithmetic by ourselves. Why did the Tana have to count the malachas for us? I'm Rabbi Yechanan. And the great Rabbi Yechanan said, the reason is, Shemason, Kulam Helam Echad, Chayiv Al Kol Achas V'Achas, because we saw there was a third category in our Mishnah. There was a category in our Mishnah that discussed in Klal Gadol that a person could be Chayiv Achatas, if he does Chil Shabbos B'Shoikig, depending on the amount of malachas that he did B'Shoikig. Now, it's not just the amount of malachis, it's the amount of categories of malachis, the amount of avos malachis. So the reason the Tana, the Mishnah, wanted us to know 39 malachis, because agav orche kamash one, that the maximum amount of chatois that person can be obligated to bring would be 39. The point is, Rabbi Yochanan clearly said this is what we need. This is going to be a geshmaka point. That if a person would be over all 39 malachos, behelam echad, the halacha is he would be chayiv to bring 39 malach, 39 chatois. Zok de Gemara. Heichi meshkachas. This mitzias that a person is going to bring 39 chatois because he violated the 39 malachas b'shoikik. What exactly is it talking about? Clearly, bezodin Shabbos, v'shigig goes malach. It's talking about a person who knows the Shabbos. He clearly knows that it's Shabbos. But at the same time, what he doesn't know is he doesn't know anything about the malach. Right? That's what's going on over here. He's the third category of our Mishnah. He brings a chatas per every malach that he did. If he did all 39, he would end up bringing 39. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam the Rabbi Yochanan the Amar Kimish Shaga Bekaris Afal Pisha Hezid Belav Bishlam according to Rabbi Yochanan that holds that if somebody was a Shagak Bekaris, even if he knew that what he was doing was awesome, he knew that it was a lav. Still, that halacha is chayiv to bring a carbon chatos. I understand the halacha. Going to yodel on the Shabbos belav. I understand how it's possible for a person to be amazing on Shabbos and to be a shogeg on all lametes malachas." Meaning, what's bothering the Gemara? It's a geshmak akasha. How can you be amazing on Shabbos and be a shogeg on all lametes malachas? If you didn't know any of the lametes malachas, then what did you know? What is Shabbos? Shabbos states you're not allowed to do malacha, you have to rest. Okay, I didn't know anything about Zereya, Chayrish, Kutz. I didn't know anything about the lametes malacha. Oh, but I knew you have to rest. What did you know exactly? That Shabbos is the lametes malachas. So the Gemara says, Gevaldik, Bishleim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds that it's possible for a person to know that what he's doing is 100% asr, and he could still be a shogeg. How so? You're a hizid belab, but you're a shogeg bekaris. So very good. Mishkachasla, this person knew Hilcha Shabbos. He knew all the lametes malachas backwards and forwards. He just didn't know that you chayv karis if you're mechal Shabbos. So if that's the case, that's where it's a heichi timtza, where a person's amazing on the concept of Shabbos, but he's a shogeg on all the lav. El Rav Shimon Malkush to match yishke b'lav b'karis. But Rav Shimon Malkush that holds that if a person knows that something's awesome, he knows the lav, even if he was a shogeg in the karis, it doesn't matter. Still, the halacha is that he's treated like amazing. So the yodel leil Shabbos b'mai. So then, what did he know? How is it possible for a person to fall into the third category of our Mishnah, the Mishnah of Klal Gadol, and be obligated to bring 39 chatois? If he's bringing 39 chatois, it means he didn't know He was unaware of any one of the 39 malachas. If he was unaware of any one of the 39 malachas, then he's not in the third category, because that means he doesn't know Shabbos. If he doesn't know Shabbos, he's in the first category. We're discussing a person who's aware of Shabbos, but he doesn't know any of the malachas. Freit Gemara, if he doesn't know any of the malachas, then what did he know? So like Rabbi Yochanan, where we have this new mechudash way of understanding Shoigig. So it's very good. He knew Shabbos, he knew the Lav even. He just didn't know Karis. But according to Reish Lakish, how's this going to work? So the Gemara comes up with a teretz. The Gemara says, the Yada b'tchumen v'alibit Rabbi Akiva. Could be he knew the halach of tchumen. He thought Shabbos boiled down to tchum Shabbos. That's the whole Shabbos. He was bach habakuk v'midan halachas. He thought Shabbos is tchumen. And by the way, that is totally really the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, whether Tchumen's even awesome at Dayraisa. But I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. He even knew Rabbi Akiva's shita that Tchumen's Dayraisa. Bottom line is, this is what he thought Shabbos is, and that's what it means, that he knew Shabbos, but he wasn't aware of any of the malachas. Now, there's a few very obvious questions over here. The most obvious is Tosfos Kasha. Why can't the Gemara say that he was aware of the Aseh? Maybe he knew about the Aseh of Shabbosin. Meaning Shabbos involves Lois Aseh, of course, Lois Aseh Kol Malacha, but there's also an Aseh. In fact, there's more than one Aseh, right? Yontif is a Lois Aseh She'im by Karis. If someone's Mechal Yontif, he's not Chayiv Karis. Still yet, Rav Ashi says throughout Shas that there's no Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh when it comes to all these Surim on Yontif. Why? Because although Yontif has a Lois Aseh, it also has an Aseh. And the rule is Ein Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh V'Aseh. If Yontif has an Aseh, Shabbos of course has an Aseh as well. There's no question Shabbos has an Aseh. All Reish Lakish said was that if a person would be aware of the lav, even if he was shugging on the chorus, then he would not be considered a shugging. If you know something's a lav, you can't be considered a shugging. What about the assay? It sounds like, says Tosfos from Reish Lakish, that if you would know something is usher ba'assay, but not be aware of the lav, maybe that would be enough to make you into a shoyim. So Frey Tosfos, why didn't the Gemara answer that? Very, very simple. The Gemara should have said that maybe what this person knew was that this a mitzvah saseh to rest on Shabbos. He just didn't know anything about the lois saseh. He didn't know about the karis. In fact, he didn't know any of the lametas malachas, but he knew there was a mitzvah saseh of resting. Maybe that's what he knew. That's Tosfos Kasha Ayin Sham. But either way, Zok the Gemara. Man tana l'hadu tana rabban. So again, we have a machlokes over here between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish and Munbaz. It's really three shitas. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were all talking b'shitas Rabbi Akiva, and then there were shitas Munbaz in terms of how to understand the basic idea of Shoigig. So notice the sugya of Munbaz and Rabbi Akiva began with regards to Allah of a tinek shenishba lebein ha-nachrin, whether he's treated like an oinus, whether he's treated like a shoygig. The Gemara said that the machloikis Rav and Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, is really a machloikis between Munbaz and Rabbi Akiva. But from there, as the Gemara will often do, is you'll start with one machloikis, but as a derivative of that, you'll end up with another machloikis. And sometimes the other machloikis is even bigger than the initial machloikis. This other machloikis that the Gemara is talking about now is much bigger. It has much more global ramifications as far as lumdis goes and understanding the concept of a shoygig. But really what we have is three shitas how to understand shoygig. According to Munbaz, the only time you considered a shoygig is if you had 100% yediyah at the time that you did the aver. You had yediyah, that makes you a shoygig. No, that makes you amazing. Munbaz says, no, you heard right. That makes you a shoygig. Meaning you have to know that what you're doing is aser belav and it's aser bekaris. You have to have the same element of yediyah like the mezid has. Okay, then what makes you a shoygig? If you're not aware of the carbon component, that's what makes you into a shoygig. Rabbi Kiva disagreed. Rabbi Kiva said, if you know exactly what you're doing at the time you do an avera, there's no way that you could be a shoygig. Okay, stating that, the question is, what if I know that what I'm doing is wrong, but I don't know the extent of it? What would be the halacha then? There we have a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if I know something's a lav, but I don't know it's karis, I'm still considered a shoygig. According to Reish Lakish, if I know something is asa belav, even if I don't know something's asa bekaris, the halacha is I will not be considered a shoygig. In other words, according to Reish Lakish, in order to be a shoygig, you would have to be unaware of the lav and of the karis. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even if you're aware of the lav, as long as you're unaware of the karis, that would be enough in order for you to be considered a shoygig. According to Munbaz, if you're aware of the lav and of the karis, but you're unaware of the carbon, that would be enough to make you into a shoygig. Zok di Gemara. Man tana l'hadatan rabbanan. So the Gemara throws out a braisa, and the Gemara says, let's try to figure out who's the tan of this braisa. Braisa says, shoygig, was that? If someone was mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, and his shkaga was that he didn't know that it was Shabbos, and he also wasn't aware of the malachas. So he was a real shoigig. He didn't know Shabbos, he didn't know malachas. That's a classic shoigig. What if someone was aware of Shabbos, he knew about the malachas, he did it anyways? So amazed amim b'tayra. That's a amazed 101. Shoigig b'Shabbos v'hezeb b'malachas. What if someone was shoigig as it relates to Shabbos? He didn't know it was Shabbos, but he was aware of the malach. He just didn't know it's Shabbos today. He knows it's Shabbos, he's just not aware of all the malachas. Oy, this is what we need. Sha'amar, the person said, Yoideya Anisha Malachas Uasura, Aval Eni Yoideya Shechayovin Olea Karben Oilai. I know that the malachas asur, but he was a shaygi that he didn't know that Shabbos carries with it a carbon. The halacha is chayev. Come on, who's this shita? It's not Rav Yochanan. It's not Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, very simple, Kim Munbaz. Amar Abaya. Abaya said that even though we have a machloikis between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish with regards to the definition of shoygig, but that's only as it relates to the definition of your classic shoygig as it relates to achatas. Everybody agrees that as it relates to shvuas bitoy, that the halacha she'ein chayav and olea carbon ad sheyishkoig b'lav shabada. You're not going to be chayav carbon unless you were a shoygig in the lav. So what's Shavuos Bito? Shavuos Bito is one of the primary topics of Masechtas Shavuos. It's something that's discussed at the end of Parashas Vayikra. A Shavuos Bito is just a fancy way of saying your classic Shavuah. Somebody swears that he's not going to eat something, or somebody swears that he didn't eat something, and then he violates a Shavuah. He swears he's not going to eat something, then he eats it. He swears that he didn't eat something, and it turns out that he really ate it. It doesn't matter if it's in the Lahaba form, or in the Avar form. Lahaba meaning he swears he's not going to do something and he doesn't. In the Avar form is he swears he didn't do something and lo and behold, it turns out that he did do it. Either way, if a person makes that type of shvuah, that your classical shvuah, it's what's known as shvuah's bitui. Now, within the world of shvuahs, there are other shvuahs as well. The shvuahs ha-pekadim, the shvuahs ha-edas, but there's the shvuahs ha-shoimrim, shvuahs ma'idah b'mikt, there's a whole bunch of types of shvuahs. But your classic shvuah is shvuahs bitui. A person swears he's never going to eat meat, something along those lines. So that's what's known as shvuahs bitui. The halacha is that if somebody makes a shvuahs bitui and then he violates the shvuahs bitui, b'shoigeg, he has to bring a carbon chatas. Not just any carbon chatas, but he brings a carbon oil of a yoyred. It's a chatas that varies depending on what the person can afford. But the point is that if someone violates shvuas bitui b'shoigeg, so again, one example, someone swears he's not going to eat meat and he eats meat b'shoigeg. Someone swears that he didn't eat meat and then he forgot. Oops, he really did eat meat. So he lied, meaning he swore falsely, but it turns out that it happened b'shoigeg. So the halach is, you would bring a karmen chatas. So Abaye said that as it relates to shvuas bitui, everybody agrees. Meaning, how come moedim b'shvuas bitui she'en chayav and olea carbon ad she'yishkoig b'lav shabbat? That the only time you would be chayav a carbon is if you were a shoygig in the lab. But if you weren't a shoygig in the lab, you knew it was a lab. No one in the world is going to tell you. Meaning, even Rabbi Yochanan is going to agree that you're not going to bring a carbon chatas. Now, one piece of background. If someone's oiv b'shvuas bitui mid b'mezid, what's his punishment? If someone swears falsely b'mezid, there's no karis. There's no misa. What is it? It's a laugh. So the Gemara says, I don't understand what Abaye was trying to say. When Abaye said, everyone would agree that in the case of Shavuos Bitui, if you violated your Shavuah B'shoigig and you weren't aware of the laugh, and you were aware of the lab, not you weren't aware of it, you were aware of the lab, you wouldn't be considered a shaykh. So the Gemara says, what was Abaye's chiddush? He was coming to say, even Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, even though Rabbi Yochanan holds that ordinarily, if you're aware of the lab, you could still be considered a shaykh. But when it comes to Shavuos Bitui, that's not going to be the case. Right? The Gemara, pshita, what's the chiddush? Ki kam Rabbi Yochanan, he could take a karis, aval hoga, the lack of karis lai. What else is the shaykh going to be? Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush was in your classic chattas you bring when it's a davish's doinik karis. If it's a davish's doinik karis, it makes sense that there you could have a shittas Rabbi Yochanan. What would be if I didn't know the karis? Is that enough to make me into a shaygig? Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush was that it was enough to make me into a shaygig. But by shvuas bitui there is no karis. So if there's no karis, all there is a lav. So if you knew about the lav, then you're amazed. So what would be the havamina? The Rabbi Yochanan could hold not that way. So the Gemara says, a nice havamina. So good, I would have thought, hell, the chayiv karbon chiddush, being that the ochi of karbon shvuas bitui is a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Like we said, because ordinarily the only time you bring a karmen chatas is if it's a davish adlein karis. And it's not a davish adlein karis. The b'chalot ha-rukul lo-yashkechon lav de-maisi la karbon. You never find for a lav that you bring a karmen. V'ach ha-maisi, and here you do. So I would have thought ki shagak b'karmen nami l'chai. Being that this whole karmen chatas is a chiddush, so maybe over here you would have another chiddush, and maybe the chiddush would be that if you were a shagig on the karmen, that would be enough for you to be chayiv a chatas. Meaning, Ordinarily, it was only Munbaz that held that if someone is a shoygeg on the carbon, he would bring a carbon chatas. Chacham held not that way. No, you can't be a shoygeg. Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Ish Lakish in the sheet of the Chacham. But it was only Munbaz that held that a shoygeg in the carbon would be enough for you to be able to bring a carbon chatas. Says the Gemara, Abaye was coming to be mafkia and havamina. You would have thought that maybe by Shavuos Bitu, even the Chachamim agree to Munbaz. Why would they agree here more than anywhere else? Because here the whole Chatas is a Chiddush. So being that this whole Chatas is a Chiddush, Efshenoch a Chiddush. Maybe over here they agree to Munbaz. That was the Chiddush. That was what he was trying to say. Kamashwan. Says the Gemara, Mesve. I'll ask you a kasha. What's an example of Shavuos Bitu b'shoigig? Lishavar. So we said before, Shavuos Bitu can be in the Asid, it could be in the Avar. So what's an example of in the Avar? Shem Ama Yodea Anisha Shavuos Uasura. Avol Eni Yodea Im Chayavin Olea Karbon Oloi Chayev. If a person says, I know that this Shavu is Asir, but I just don't know anything about carbon. So the Halacha is in that case, you're going to be Chayev a carbon. So what's the Kasha? If you see clearly you're going to be Chayev a carbon, it's enough that even though you were amazing in the lav, if you were shugging in the carbon, that's enough for you to be chai of carbon. Now, Abaye just said that nobody holds of that. Meaning, he introduced and suggested a havamina that maybe Rabbi Yochanan would hold that. But at the end of the day, Kamash when Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that way. The problem is here you have a mefurish b'raisa that seems to say that. But the Gemara says, it's not a kasha, because Hamani Mumbazi, who said that this b'raisa is going according to Rabbi Akiva? Who said it's going according to Chacham? It's going according to, this is Mumbaz 101. You're assuming that this b'raisa that said it by Shavuos Bitu is going according to the Chachamim. If that's the case, you have a kasha on Abaye, because it's a raya to Abaye's havamina. Not like Abaye's Kamash Mulan. That's not a real, that's a false assumption. Maybe it's going according to Mumbaz. We'll skip the parentheses. Zok to Gemara Vaitav. Amar Abaye said, Hakom Oidu B'Truma. Everyone agrees that when it comes to Truma, She'in Chayoven Olea Choymish, Ad She'yishkoik B'Lav Shabbat. So the halach is that a Zohar is not allowed to eat Truma. If a Zohar eats Truma B'Mezid, he's Chayev Misa B'Dei Shemaim. Not Karis, but he's Chayev Misa B'Dei Shemaim. Misa B'Dei Shemaim and Karis are similar, but they're not the same. Tosfos and Yevamos Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and really the Rishonim in many places in Shas, discuss the nuances between Misa B'Dei Shemaim and Karis. They're similar, again, but not the same. If someone, a Zohar, eats Truma B'Shoigei, so he's obviously not going to be Chaya Misa B'Dei Shemaim, but at the same time, the halach is that he has to make the Koyin whole for the Truma that he ate. Not just that, he has to tack on a Choymesh. He has to add a fifth. So Abaye said, HaKomoydim, everybody agrees, B'Truma, when it comes to this, a Truma, She'in Chayavan Olea Choymesh, Ad She'ishkak B'Lav Shabbat. That if you want to define a Zohar who ate Truma B'Shoigig, so the definition of Shoigig would be, the Zohar didn't know that it's Asa to eat Truma. But if he would know that it's Asa to eat Truma, he'd be aware of the Lav, then even though Rabbi Yochanan said that when it comes to an ordinary chatas, the definition of shoygig is even if you knew the lav, as long as you didn't know the karis, that's enough for you to be a shoygig. But when it comes to this halach of tshuva, that's not going to be the case. Someone says, "Hakol my demand." When Abaye said everyone agrees, what did he mean to say? Even Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, even Rabbi Yochanan that said there's a concept of someone being amazing on the lav, still he could be considered a shoygig. Every chatas is that way. But when it comes to Truma, it's not that way. But the Gemara says, Pshita, it's Pashit. Same question the Gemara asked in the previous Gemara. Because Kiyam, Rabbi Yechon, Eich, Dika, Karis. Eich, like a Karis. So Rabbi Yechon only said his halacha where there's a Karis. Again, Rabbi Yechon said his halacha where there's a lab and a Karis. You know the lab, you don't know the Karis. So you have this halacha. But in the event that there is no Karis, then obviously you have to be a shogag in the lav. Because if you're amazing in the lav, then what are you a shogag against? So what was that bias chiddush? The Gemara says, no, mal de tema, I would have thought, Misa b'makom Karis, I made this. No. Even though a person that eats Truma B'Mezid is not Chayiv Karis, but he is Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim. So it would be very reasonable to think that maybe the Misa B'Dei Shemayim to Truma is the equivalent thereof of the Karis to every Chayiv Krisos. And the Chishogak B'Misa, so maybe according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you were a Shogak on the Misa, Nami L'Chayiv, maybe that should be enough for you to be Chayiv. Kamash Malon, that's not the way it is. In other words, it's Abaye, the second Abaye, where Abaye felt that he had to speak out of Chiddush, where you could have, would have thought that maybe there's an example where, according to Rabbi Yochanan, a hezid belav would be treated a little bit differently. Kamash will not. Rav Am, as it relates to this last point, a zar that eats truma b'mezid. So what did Abaye say? That even if he was a shoygig on the Misa B'Dei Shemayim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he would be considered a mezen, not a shoygig. A little bit of a chiddush, because Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you're a mezen on the lav and you're a shoygig on the chorus by your classic chatos that relates to chayvei grisas, you're considered a shoygig. So maybe the same is true by a zar that eats truma, where you're a mezen on the lav, you're a shoygig on the misa b'dei shamayim, maybe that should be enough for you to be considered a shoygig. Abai said, not Rava, argued. Rava said, no, misa b'makon chorus emedes. He disagrees. He said, misa b'makon chorus, the chaymish b'makon karben kai, but we need is the first part. Misa b'makon chorus emedes. And just like according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you were shagig on the chorus, you would be considered a shagig. So too, as it relates to Zar Sha'achal Truma B'Shagig, if you're a shagig on the Misa B'Dei Shamayim, that too would be enough to make you into a shagig. Excellent. So before we go weiter and we start really another sugya, it's just, so we had here a very yesoidi, not an easy gemara, but a very yesoidi, a very fundamental gemara as it relates to the understanding of shagig. If you ask the man on the street, what's a shagig? What does it mean to be Mechal Shabbos B'Shagig? He says, a person was Mechal Shabbos. He didn't realize he was being Mechal Shabbos. Either he knew nothing about Shabbos, the first case of the Mishnah, in the beginning of Klal Gadol, or he didn't know today is Shabbos, that was the second case of the Mishnah, or he just didn't know that this is also to do on Shabbos. He wasn't aware of the Malachas. That was the third case of the Mishnah. That's your classic example of Shagig. Stating that, as we saw, it's not so simple. There's a Shitas Mumbaz who holds that you can be aware of the entire Hilchah Shabbos. You can know about the lav and the karis and the Mises Bez and everything else. But if you're not aware that there's a parish of carbon that relates to Shabbos, you could still be considered a shagig. Rabbi Yochanan said a chiddush, not as big a chiddush of Mumbaz, but Rabbi Yochanan also said a chiddush. He was going in the sheet of Rabbi Akiva and the sheet of the Chachamim. But Rabbi Yochanan said that you could be amazing on the lav. You can know something is also 100%. But if you don't know that it's a chayvei krisos, and it really is a chayvei krisos, that's enough to render you a shaykik. Rish Lakish said no. Rish Lakish says, if you know what you're doing is asur, you're not going to be a shaykik. A shaykik is what the man on the street thinks. A shaykik is your classic shaykik. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha in Rambam? It's not halacha in Shulchan Aruch so much. This is in Hilchah Shkagis, in the Chelek Karbonos of the Rambam. But what's the bottom line? So at first glance, you would think, if it's a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish had to understand the Chachamim, and Munbaz, on the other hand, it's probably going to boil down to Rabbi Yochanan. Right, Chachamim against Munbaz, it's the Chachamim. That's easy. So Munbaz sheet is out. Within the Chachamim sheet is Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So the Chur, the Halacha would be like Rabbi Yochanan. And the truth is, that is what the Rambam says. The Rambam's in Hilchah Shkagis, Perik Beis Halacha Beis. Avar Aveiro, if someone does an Aveiro, V'yada Shehiba Loisase. He knows that what he's doing is a loisas. And this halacha that most people don't know. A person doesn't have aver, he knows that what he's doing is aser. Aval eina yodeya, he doesn't know shechayoven oleha karis. He's just not aware that what he's doing is a chiv. A person's mechalel Shabbos b'mezid. He just doesn't know that for what he's doing, he's chayav karis. Says the Rambam, harezu shkoga umevi chatos. He's considered a shoygig, and he brings a carbon chatos. Avalim yodashi b'karis. If he knew it was chayav karis, v'shogag b'karbin. He just didn't know about carbon. But lo yodam chayav and alev carbon amlav. Harez amazed, then he's amazed. Sheshigagas carbon eme shkoga b'averis elu shechayav and alev karis. Notice the Rambam's paskining not like Munbaz, and within the Chachamim, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. Just to read the Kesef Mishnah. Over Avera v'yodeya shu b'loisase, Beresh perek klal gadol, Shabbos amechtesam ad aleph, plukta de Rabbi Yochanan v'lo yishlokish, u'pasak ki Rabbi Yochanan. U'mashe kasav avalim yodashihi, b'koritz v'shaga b'korbim v'chulu, sham, same Gemara, plukta de munbaz v'rabbanon, u'pasak ki Rabbanon. So the bottom line is, that if we could take anything away from Shabbos daf samechtesam ad aleph, again, not an easy Gemara, but if there's something we could take away from this, it's a new understanding, and really the accurate understanding of what a shagig is. If someone doesn't have aver b'mezid, he knows what he's doing. Hinini muchanim zuman, the person is he's doing it lahachis. But he didn't know, he just didn't realize that there's a chiyuv karis. That's enough for him to be considered a shagig. It's shitas Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Chachamim, Shabbos samaches amabez, samachtes amadalef, and the Rambam paskins that way in Hilchah Shkagis, Perik Beis, Halacha Beis. And on that note, so we turn our attention to the next Gemara, and this next Gemara is an absolute classic. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, "Hoye mahalich baderech." If somebody was traveling, oy ba midbar, or he was in the midbar, but any day emasa Shabbos, and he lost track of what day of the week it is. You can relate. So he has no idea. It's Sunday, it's Monday, it's Tuesday. He has no idea. The problem is, He has to know when it's Shabbos, because on Shabbos you have to keep Shabbos. So what's he supposed to do? He has no clue when it's Shabbos. So Rav Huna said, this is what he should do. He should count 6 days from where he is. So just start today, whatever day it is, just start counting 6 days. Then the seventh day he should keep Shabbos. Chibar Rav argued. He said, I agree with the concept, Rav Huna, but I would do it a little bit differently. He should keep 1 day of Shabbos, meaning today, the day you realize that you have no idea what's going on, make today Shabbos, umay neshisha, and then afterwards you should count another 6 days. Doesn't work, but Michael, what are they arguing about? Rav Huna held kibriyasi shalayla. He felt that if you're gonna make up your own Shabbos, do it the way the Eibishter did it. The Eibishter Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Shabbos, vayayim hashvi, Shabbos vayinavash. Umar savachi barav held ka'adam arishan. You should do it like Adam arishan. Adam arishan, so he was born erev Shabbos. That means the first full day of his life was a Shabbos. So you start with the Shabbos and then you count 6 days after. Zokhtigur meisva, last year, kashoyim halach baderech. If somebody was traveling any day, and say Shabbos doesn't know when it's Shabbos. Meshameye nechad l'shisho. So what he should do is he should keep 1 day for every six. What does that mean? So, to Gemara, my love, doesn't it sound like that what it means is that he should count 6 days and then he should observe one? It sounds like that for every 6 days he should keep one. The Gemara says, what it means is he should first maybe watch me to keep Shabbos 1 day and afterwards count another six, even though it sounds a little bit more like Rav Huna than like Chiya Bar Rav. But the Gemara says Chiya Bar Rav could always make it work according to his sheet as well. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, Meshamer Yoimechad L'Shisha, Meshamer Yoimechad Umay L'Shisha Mibayle. Meshamer Yoimechad L'Shisha sounds like when you have a set of six, now keep 1 day. The way Chiya Bar Rav understood it was, is Meshamer Yoimechad and then count 6 days. And besides, didn't we learn in a Brais, Hoyim Alech Baderech HaBamidbar, Vede Dei Masi Shabbos. Here it's clear, Moine Shisha, U Meshamer Yoimechad. So the Gemara says, Tiyufta, the Chiya Bar Rav, Tiyufta. So interesting, even though Rav himself, Rav, it's hard to ask a Tiyufta from a Brais on Rav, because the Gemara always says, Rav is a Tana Upolig, it's a last resort. But Rav always has the option to pull out a card that says, I'm a Tana, and I can argue with this Brais. So you can't say Tiyufta the Rav, Tiyufta when it comes to a braisa, but this is Chiya Bar Rav. This is Rav's son Chiya. Rav's son Chiya wasn't Amir. He wasn't a Tanu Polig, and as a result, the Gemara says Tiyufta the Chiya Bar Rav Tiyufta. So what's the halacha? It's Rav Huna. It was two shittas. It was Rav Huna and Chiya Bar Rav. Chiya Bar Rav was Tiyufta, so we left with Rav Huna. Hoya mahalich baderech oy ba midbar ve'ena yoideya imasei Shabbos, and he doesn't know when Shabbos is. So the halacha is moina shisha yomim. He counts 6 days u'meshamer yoimechad, and then the seventh day he keeps his Shabbos. Omar Rava, Rava said b'chol yoim v'yoim, as it relates to the days that he's going to be in the midbar. So every one of the 6 days, oisalei kedei parnasasei, what he should do is he should work. But he should work only as much as he needs. Meaning, because at the end of the day, this person doesn't really know when Shabbos is. He's just going to count 6 days and then make up a Shabbos. For all he knows, his Tuesday might be Shabbos, and his Shabbos might be, he has no idea. So as a result, what he needs to do is he needs to be sensitive. He can't just do, it's not a hefkervel. He can't do whatever he wants. So Rav has said every day he should be oisa kidei parnasasai. He should do his bare minimum, because he needs to survive, but bar me'ahu yoyma, with the exception of his Shabbos, he shouldn't do anything. What do you mean, that day he should die? I mean, it sounds like every day he should work and earn whatever it is he needs for that day. Okay, so if he's gonna, every day he's working for that day, that means on the seventh day he's gonna have nothing. So what, should he die in that day? Mara says, no, the Avid Mies Moshnei Parnassas, right. On his Friday, he should work double. He should work a Lecha Mishnah. But the Mara says, Vidum Mies Mosh Shabbos Havoy. That doesn't feel right, because how does he know that his Friday is not really Shabbos? It's going to come out that he's working double on Shabbos and he's resting on Sunday. When it says, Ella, you're right. Kol yoyim v'yoyim oisalei parnasasei and afilu hu yoyim. Every single day he should work as much as he has to work. Meaning, even on his Shabbos, he should work the bare minimum, because at the end of the day, he doesn't really know when Shabbos is and when it's... So every single day he should do malacha, and he should always only do kidei parnasasei. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, v'hu yoyim v'mayim minkalei, so then what makes his Shabbos to Shabbos? Right, what did we just say? Every, for 6 days, it's going to be Chol, and then on the seventh day, it's going to be Shabbos. The Gemara is saying that really, even on the 6 days, he can't just treat it like an ordinary weekday. Why not? Because at the end of the day, he has to be concerned that maybe it's Shabbos. So he's allowed to work, but he can only work Kedei Parnasasai. Shabbos, also he's going to be allowed to work Kedei Parnasasai, because he doesn't even know if it's really Shabbos. So it comes out that every single day is Kedei Parnasasai. So then what do you mean 6 days and then Shabbos? In what way is his Shabbos Shabbos? What, he changes his clothing? I mean, what makes it Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Bekidusha v'avdalta. No. On the 7th day, he's going to make Kiddush. And on the 7th day, he's going to make Havdalah. Zok the Gemara, Omar Rava. Rava said, Imo yamakir miktsasei yamshi yatsaboy. If he can remember the day of the week that he left, I mean, if he remembers what day it is from when he left, not the day of the week that he left, but how many days it is from the day that he left, then oisa malacha kol yom kula. Meaning, if he knows that today is the 8th day from when he left, so he can be sure that today is not Shabbos. Because there's a chazaka that he probably didn't leave on Shabbos. He got confused somewhere along the way, literally. But that was in the Midbar or Baderech. Presumably, he wasn't confused when he was back home, and he probably didn't leave at a time that he wasn't supposed to leave. So based on that, said Rava, if you know that it's the 8th day that you're traveling, that means you left the same day as it is today. So at the very least, you can know that today's not Shabbos. Today, you could treat like an ordinary Yom Chol. The Gemara says, Pshita, this should be obvious. So the Gemara says, no, there's a little bit of a Chiddush, because Malutim, I would have thought, given the Shabbos Loi Nafik, being that he didn't leave on Shabbos, that's for sure, or just like he didn't leave on Shabbos, the Malut Shabbos and Nami Loi Nafik, he probably didn't leave on Erev Shabbos either. So if that's the case, Vahai, Inami Bechamsha B'Shabbos Nafik, Lishtere Le, Lemevin Melacha Trey Yoimi. So if that's the case, he should be able to assume that if he knows it's the 8th day, then not only is today going to be mutter, but based on that, the day before should also be mutter. Because he probably didn't leave on Shabbos, and he probably didn't leave on Friday. So if you know that today is the day of the week that you left, then based on that, you should be able to knock out 2 days. You should be able to knock out not one, you should be able to knock out two. That's the chiddush, kamash malon, that you can knock out 2 days. Why not? Because zimnin de mashkech shayraso mikri benofik. Because even though ordinarily people don't leave on Erev Shabbos, but it's a machzach, sometimes people do leave on Erev Shabbos, and it's for that reason the halacha is, it's just that one day that you know you left, you don't have to treat as Shabbos. But as it relates to any other day, for that you would have to be concerned that maybe it's a Shabbos exhale. Just 1 second. So this Gemara that we just learned, Rav Huna's halacha, that hoye mahalich baderech, Midbar. So what's the halacha? And the Gemara discussed it a little bit, and the Gemara came out that when we say that you should be Moina Shisha Yamin, it doesn't mean literally be Moina Shisha Yamin as if it's ordinary weekdays. And when we say keep Shabbos on the 7th day, it doesn't mean you're really going to keep Shabbos. It's not really going to be Yemei Chol, and it's not really going to be Shabbos. What is then? Why? Because at the end of the day, there seems to be some element of Suffolk over here. So what then are you supposed to do? So as it relates to the 6 days, you can work, but only kidei parnasasa. You work the bare minimum, whatever it is you need in order to survive. What about on Shabbos? Shabbos also, you're allowed to work kidei parnasasa. Because by the way, even if it's Shabbos, so kidei parnasasa is pekuach nefesh, of course, is daicha Shabbos. So that wouldn't be an issue. So the point is, you're going to end up working kidei parnasasa all 7 days. So the Gemara says, then in what way is the 7th day going to be Shabbos? Gemara says, no, on the 7th day, you're going to make Kiddush. On the 7th day, you're going to make Havdalah. I mean that you're going to make Kiddush and you're going to make Havdalah. So it's for that reason, it's going to be Nikkur. And that's where the Hekkur is going to be. The Mechaber brings this halacha in Simen Shin Dalid Mem, also known as Simen Shin Mem Dalid. It's actually the last Simen in Chelek Gimel of the Mishnah Berurah. So Mechaber says as follows: if someone's going in the Midbar, any day of Mas Hayu Shabbos, he doesn't know when it's Shabbos. Moina Shiva Yomim, Miyom Shenasan Al Libay. So mekadesh hashvi, and what you should do is that you should be mekadesh the 7th day, bekiddush v'avdala. V'im yesh loy mimar l'sparnis, if the person has what he needs to survive, also loy lasis malacha kla. He's not allowed to do any malacha, at sheyich l'mash yesh, until he finishes everything that he has. V'oz yasa malacha v'chol yoyim. Afilu b'yoyim she mekadesh boy. Then you could do work, even on the day that you're treating as Shabbos, kidei parnasasai. But you're only allowed to do kidei parnasasai mitzum tzemes. Meaning, you're allowed to do malach on that day, but only the bare minimum as it relates to exactly what it is that you need. Now, this idea that you make Kiddush and Havdalah on Shabbos. So what's the reason for it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Dahainu, Sha'oysa Kiddush ala pas v'hayayin kiddin. V'titnu chachomim zeh, the chachomim were misakin that you could do this, lizikaroin. as a remembrance. Sheloi tishtakach Torah Shabbos bimenu. So you shouldn't forget Shabbos. Meaning the reason there's a concept of making Kiddush and Avdolah, says the Mishnah Brura, it's Sheloi tishtakach Torah Shabbos. Meaning, why are you doing it? It's just as a Koran. So you shouldn't forget Shabbos. Says the Shaar HaTzion. What's the Makar to what I just said? It's Rashi. It's Rashi in our Gemara. If you look at Rashi, it's the first wide line. Dibra Masko be Kedusha Vavdalto, Lizikorim Baalmo, Sheyeheloi Shon Yoim Choluk, Mishar Yomim, Veloi Tishtakach Shabbos Mimena. We're afraid that if this person forgot about Shabbos, he may really forget about Shabbos. We don't want that. So you have to have a Zecher of Shabbos. It's all it is, a Zecher. It's a Zikorim Baalmo. You go ahead and you make a Zecher. Says the Shaar HaTzion. This is really a very big Kiddush. Because if all this is a Zecher, then why is it okay to make Kiddush and Havdalah? Kiddush is a bracha. Havdalah is a bracha. You're not allowed to make a bracha if you're not obligated to make a bracha. So to the extent that you're not obligated to make the bracha, so it's a question of sofik brachas. Sofik brachas, you go lahakel. Sofik brachas, you're getting involved in really surim. You can't just go make a bracha if you're not necessarily obligated to make a bracha. So being that it's a sofik, you would have thought it should be also to make a bracha. That's this kiddush. That shaloi tishtakach Torah Shabbos. The Chachamim said you could go ahead and make a bracha. Yontif Sheni Shal Goliath. So in Chutz Laretz, we keep 2 days Yontif. The second day Yontif is not really Yontif, so then why are you keeping 2 days Yontif? So it's at the Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan have a right to tell you that it's Yontif, and you can go, hey, you can make all the brachas that a person would ordinarily make on Yontif. It's a chiddush, it's something the Rabbanan have a right to do. So says the Mishnah Brura, that's in the Shaar HaTzion, that's the chiddush over here in this Gemara. That the Gemara, or one of the many chiddushim in this Gemara, the Gemara is saying that there's a concept, Shaloitish. Shtakach Shabbos, that the Chachamim allowed a person to go ahead and make Kiddush and Avdolah on a day that he doesn't know it's Shabbos. And based on the ordinary rules and regulations of Sofik Brachas, really should not be able to do that. But Chachamim said, this is something that you're allowed to do. And this is, again, something the Mishnah Brura bases on Rashi, Dibra Maskel, B'Kiddushta V'Avdalta, right here in the Gemara that we learned, that what's the idea of making Kiddush and Avdalah? It's Lezikoroim Ba'alma, and Shaloi Tishtakach Shabbos Mimenu, and that's a very big Kiddush, because you would think if it's a Sofik Brachas, how could you go ahead and do it? The answer is, it's Lezikoroim Ba'alma. There's a well-known tshuva from the Radvaz. This is in Shailos HaTshuvas Radvaz. It's in Chelek Aleph, and it's tshuva Ayin Vav. The question was asked to the Radvaz that Shabbos for different people is really at different times, right? Depending on where you are on the globe, that determines when it is Shabbos for you. So in Eretz Yisrael, Shabbos starts 6 or 7 hours earlier than it does in the United States, or at least in the northeastern part of the United States. So depending on your time zone, that's going to depend when it's Shabbos. And the Shoyl asked an interesting question, a philosophical question, a halachic question. He told Ravaz, how's that possible? I don't understand. Either it's Shabbos or it's not Shabbos. Shabbos is Kedusha. Shabbos is related to what's going on in the Olamos. So what is it? Shabbos happens over 2 days? Like how does that make sense? Like, how in the world could it be Shabbos for one and not Shabbos for another? This is what the Shoyl was struggling in this tshuva of the Radvaz. And the Radvaz told the Shoyl, he said, that I understand what you're saying. He said, but it doesn't bother me. Because at the end of the day, listen to this. Shabbos was given to Klal Yisrael, true. But it was given to each individual member of Klal Yisrael. Matana toiva yeshli bebeis gnozai v'shabbos shema. But Shabbos is an individualized gift. Every Yid got a personal gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called Shabbos. So does it bother me that if for one Yid it's Shabbos now and for another Yid it's going to be Shabbos in 3 hours? Who cares? And if Shabbos was a more of a gift that was given to everybody, so then it doesn't make so much sense that some Jews have Shabbos now, other Jews have it then. What was the gift? But it was given to every Yochid. If you're a Yid, you have your Shabbos. So if you're a Yid, you have your Shabbos, says the Radvaz. If you think about that, it shouldn't bother you so much. And then the Radvaz said something epic. He said, V'gedoylo mizu amru. He says, I'll show you even a bigger chiddush. The Gemara says, "I'm a halich by midbar." He doesn't know when it's Shabbos. Moin avav yomim yom shata umekadish shvi umevarich by birchas hayom umavdo b'maytzay Shabbos. Says the Radvaz. The Alpha Pisha ina oisa b'chol yom elokidei chayov mipnei shu sofik shemu Shabbos lechobnei oisa hamachoyza shehu boy v'chalov esu Shabbos. So it comes out. Says the Radvaz. So what are you doing? So why are you going ahead and making, you don't really know if it's Shabbos. So if you don't really know if it's Shabbos, you're doing Malacha, because you don't really know if it's Shabbos. So if you don't really know that it's that it's Shabbos. So what gives you the right to go ahead and make the bracha? Says the Radvaz, you know what you see from here? You see from here that you have an ability to create your own Shabbos. Because otherwise there'd be no way for you to make a Kiddush. There'd be no way for you to be able to make Abdullah. So he says, you have a right to go ahead. You can make your own Shabbos, says the Radvaz. Because otherwise, what is this? This is a joke? You're making Kiddush and Abdullah? So Rashi said, yeah, it's a zikaroi. Rashi said, shaloi tishtakach. The Radvaz doesn't sound like he liked Rashi's pshat. The Radvaz took this Gemara and he extracted from here something fun, philosophical. He said that I see from here that Shabbos is individual. We think of Shabbos, it's an absolute time of the week where there's a special Kedusha that descends from Shemayim. Yeah, that's what it is. But it's not as simple as that. And at the end of the day, Shabbos can very much be relative. In fact, to the extreme, a Yid can go ahead, he can make his own Shabbos. Says Radvaz, and I'll prove to you that this Yid Shabbos is a Shabbos. Teda. She'achash she'egil yishuv. This Yid, he can, eventually he's going to make it back to Yishuv, right? Hopefully. Let's say he finds out, and lo and behold, his Shabbos was mitvach. No one said anywhere, in all the raid that you're going to find, we're going to get to the Netzshem in this sugya, doesn't say one word about bringing a carbon. Mashmash Akayim Mitzvah Shabbos. Unbelievable. So he says, Vice says you were Makayim Mitzvah Shabbos. This was a real Shabbos. You were Makayim Shabbos. What do you mean? How were you Makayim Shabbos? You made up a Shabbos? Yeah, there's a concept. You can go ahead and you can make up a Shabbos. And then he says, I'll bring you a nut. He brings a few rice. I'll just mention one more. Everyone knows the Gemara. Akum Sheshavas is Chayiv Misa. If a non Jew keeps Shabbos, he's Chayiv Misa. So Pasha, what does that mean? He says, if he keeps Shabbos, he's Chayiv Misa. It's not true. If you go through the Rishonim, Akum Sheshavas Chayiv Misa means a guy is not allowed to make his own Shabbos. It could be Tuesday is Chayim Misa. Frank Ravaz, what do you mean? Tuesday is not Shabbos. Says the Radvaz, I see in that Gemara Mayasoy. It's not true. Tuesday could be Shabbos. How could Tuesday be Shabbos? Shabbos, Samech Tesam Beis, the Gemara that we just learned, our daf. This epic Gemara, this is not just a Geshmak or Raid Gemara, but you see from here that you're somehow a Bailam on your Shabbos. That's something that you have an ability to do. Yontif, we always know that the Gemara says Chazal, we're the Balabatim of Yontif. Why? Because Yontif is dependent on the Moilid, it's dependent on the Chaydish, and Bezdin controlled when it was Chaydish. So Bezdin had control of Yontif. Shabbos, we usually are accustomed to thinking we have no control over. But this is the rest of the story. The rest of the story is that on some level, at least, Shabbos, Samach, Tesam, and Beis, there is an idea that a person can have a Shabbos. Either way, it would seem that there are two approaches from a high level, how to understand this Gemara. This is the Pashat approach, which seems to be what Rashi says, what the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion talk about in the beginning of Siman Shin Dalet Mem, and that is this person who's Hoylech Baderech, where Rav Huna said, count 6 days and keep a Shabbos on the seventh day. Really, he's not keeping Shabbos. I mean, he might have gotten lucky. It's a 1 in 7 chance that he got it right. But you know, statistically speaking, he probably got it wrong. And as a result, he's probably not keeping Shabbos. But at the same time, he has a right to make Kiddush and Avdolah. Not because it's Shabbos, but he has a right to make Kiddush and Avdolah, l'zikarim ba'amosh, l'tishtakach, Torah Shabbos v'menu. It's an unbelievable Kiddush. The Rabbanon exercise the rights that they have, yesh koich b'yad chacham, and they could do these things sometimes, yontif sheni teichiach, and that's what's going on. The Radvaz had a different understanding of it. The Radvaz took out of this Gemara that, no, this Yid is keeping Shabbos. It's actually a Shabbos. And if this is something that's actually a Shabbos, he says it was something that he told the Shoyal, and it's what he used also to explain the Gemara that talks about Akum Sheshava. There's a well-known Vart that said over B'Shem the Vilna Gaon. It's printed in many Svarim in the name of the Vilna Gaon. The Pasuk says, Zochar es yoyim ha-Shabbos l'katshoy, sheish es yomim tavoid, v'asisa kom alachtecha, v'yoyim ha-shvi Shabbos l'Hashem alikecha, lo'isasa kom alacha. We know this Pasuk. Ato vincho v'itecha, avducha v'amoscha v'emtecha v'gercha, asher v'sharecha. The Vilna Gaon asks three very simple questions on these Pesukim. Number one, he was bothered. Sheishes yomim tavoid. Sheishes yomim tavoid. Now, what if you don't want to go to work? Well, it's in the Aseres Hadibros that you have to go to work. Sheishes yomim tavoid. The point is, the yom hashvi Shabbos l'Hashem alekecha leisasa kol melacha. So the Vilna Gaon said, "What's sheishes yomim tavoid?" Another question he said was, "What's v'asisa kol melachtecha?" Sheishes yomim tavoid v'asisa kol melachtecha. Number one, what does even sheishes yomim tavoid mean? And what's v'asisa kol melacha? And then he said, v'yoyim ha'shvi Shabbos l'Hashem elokecha leisase kol melacha. Again, kol. Why the word kol? Three very simple questions. We've heard these psukim 1,000 times, and the Vilna Gaon asks three simple questions. Sheishes yabim tavid. Why is the Torah telling us to go to work? Number one. Number two. Vasisa kovel achtecha, and you went to work already, and you have to finish all your work. What if you don't do everything? And v'yoyim hashvi'i Shabbos l'Hashem alikecha loisasa kol melacha. So the Vilna Gaon said v'ruuyin hadvarim l'misha amram. He said because the Gemara says that it's possible for a person to find himself in a situation where the whole week he's not really going to be able to work. He's only going to be able to do kidei parnasasai, because he's going to find himself in a situation where 7 days a week he has to do kidei parnasasai. When is that? Hayim halach by midbar, and he doesn't know when it's Shabbos. So what's the halacha? The first 6 days he does kidei parnasasai, and then even on Shabbos he does kidei parnasasai. He makes kiddush and abdallah on Shabbos, but every single day he has to do kidei parnasasai. That's not kishmak, right? It's not kishmak, number one, because you're doing work on Shabbos. Nobody wants to do work on Shabbos. Also, it's not kishmak because you want to be able to work like a mensch for 6 days. You want to be able to do what you need to do. You don't want to only do kidei parnasasai. So said the Vilna Gaon, that's what the pasuk say. Zochar yisyei b'Shabbos l'katshoy. Remember when it's Shabbos. Don't get confused. Don't confuse Shabbos with Wednesday and with Tuesday. Zocher Seim Shabbos Lekatcha. And if you're going to remember when it's Shabbos, then Sheishes Yomim Tav, you'll be able to work for 6 days, not 7 days. You'll be able to work for 6 days. Not just that, V'yosisa Kol Melachtecha. You'll be able to do all your work. You'll be able to do everything, not just Kedei Parnasasai. And not just that, when it comes Shabbos, it's going to be V'yoyim Hashvi, Shabbos L'Hashem Alekecha, L'Yisasa Kol Melacha. You won't have to do any Melacha on Shabbos. Like this, you'll be able to be Yoytza everything that you do. But I just wanted to end with two very, very short ha'aris, drush, that I heard from my good friend Levi Chomsky. There's a psikta rabasi. A psikta rabasi, it's in Perikov Gimel. It says as follows, Zachar v'shamar, Amrav Evoy, Zachar nasan l'yardei hayam, she'enam yoydim im be'isr hei metaltalim, v'im be'heter hei metaltalim. Shamar nasan l'yoshveya hayabasha. It sounds like a medrash pliya. It's a psikta. This is a psikta rabasi. Zachar v'shamar, Amrav Evoy, Zachar nasan l'yardei hayam. Zocher was given to the Yardei Ayam. She'enam Yoidim and Be'isei Metaltan and Be'hetei Metaltan. Shamar was Nasan Li'yoshvei Hayabasha. The Radal, Rabbi David Luria, who wrote a pirish on Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, he also wrote a pirish on the Psikta Rabasi. And in his pirish, the Psikta Rabasi says that even though at first glance this seems like a Medrash Pliya, but if you think about it, he says, you know what the Medrash is saying is beautiful. The Medrash means the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Samech Tes Amid Beis, where the Gemara says that if someone was Mahalich Baderech and he doesn't know what it is, so what's he supposed to do? He's supposed to do Malacha for 7 days. 7 days you do Malacha. If that's the case, in what way is it going to be Nikid that it's Shabbos? Where's the Shabbos going to be? Oh, you want to know where the Shabbos is going to be? You're going to make Kiddush and you're going to make Avdalah. That's what the Medrash is saying. Zachar nasan l'yardei ayam. Yardei ayam, holchei midbari, it's all the same. The point is you're out of the Yishuv. You have no idea what day it is. So for you, you don't have Shamar. You know why? Because you do Malacha 7 days. Because you always have to do Kedei Parnasasa. You know what you have? You have Zachar. So Zachar nasan l'yardei ayam. Shamar, that's nasan l'yoshvei ayabasha. That's how the Radal Taich, this Psikta Rabasi, told me one other very interesting thing, and that is the Mishnah LeMelech in a drasha. This is in Prashas Drachim. It's Drush 23. Shloisha ve'esrim. So the Mishnah LeMelech brings as follows. There's a medrash that says, again, it sounds like a medrash pliya. This is a zoyar. It's a zoyar kaddish in Parshas Korach. May oylam loizaza shchina mi Yisrael, b'shabasayis v'yamim toivim. The Shechina never left Klal Yisrael on Shabbos V'yantiv, v'afilu b'Shabbos Shachal. Incidentally, the Mishlam Melech is Meirich in this Zoyer. It's a fascinating Zoyer. That means even in Golos, where we don't have the Shechina, but on Shabbos and Yantiv we have Shechina. See, we rarely equate Shabbos with Shechina, Yantiv with Shechina. Afal may oylam loizaza Shechina miYisrael b'Shabbos es v'yamim toivim, v'afilu b'Shabbos Shachal, and he's talking about in Golos. So even in Golos, where it was Zaza the Shechina, but Shabbos and Yontif, we always have the Shechin. So again, May Oyvim Leizaz Shechin Mitzvah B'Shabbos V'Yom Tovim V'Afilu B'Shabbos Shal Chol. So he says as follows, V'hine B'Pirish May Dekomar V'Afilu B'Shabbos Shal Chol. What does that mean? It's Shabbos and the Vachin. Shabbos Shal Chol. He says, L'Chayre Ein Loi Muvin. No, here he says, I remember, Da'adoyni Ovizal, Mishlon Melech's father, Sochli, told me, the Biyoisei Loi made Eitzel Arav Rab Zrachio Guta Zal. He was once learning by Rab Zrachio Guta. Bachach HaMechel Min HaMayriv, V'sholei Pirish Maimerzeh. So somebody came from the West, and he asked him this question. He asked Rab Zrachio Guta, the chacham. He said, "What does this mean?" V'harav l'chidudei l'talmidav amalem she'ya'ainu boy. So the Rav says, "You know what? I'm not going to answer." He told the talmidim, "I want you to be ma'ayin." So the Mishnah Baruch says he heard this from his father. He says, "V'adoyni yavizal amar." So my father said, "She'efshe shakavon epi mashamur b'gemara ha'holich b'midbar feini yodei amasai hu yoy mashabes moyne shisha yom ve'achach shoyves." So he said, "The hashta hachi kama." This is what it means. "Da afilu b'yoyim zeh she'shoyves zeh ha'ish." For this person, maybe it's a weekday. It's a Shabbos al Chayil. It might be Tuesday. But for him, he's going to have Shechina. Because for him, it's going to be Shabbos. So the Mishnah Melech says that my father told me as follows. The Rav Zal Heshev Loi. The Rav Zrachia Gutazal told me. The Reid Varecha Toivim in a Chaychim. What you said is beautiful. The Chadi Kutcha Berichu Bepulpula. And Abish is so happy. The Chadi Kutcha Berichu. We're ending with a Zaya. We started with a Reb Shimon. And we're ending with a Zaya. But the Zaya said, the Chadi Kutcha Berichu. That Hashem is so tefreed and he's so besimcha with what it is that you just told me. Either way, this is another part. So we have the Psikta Rabasi. That Zachar was Nasan Liyardi Hayam. Shomer was Liyayshvei Hayabasha. Says Rab David Luria. What does that mean? Oh, it means this Gemara. There's a concept where you don't have Shomer. But you have Zohar. And then there's the Vart that the Mishnah Melech said over in the name of his father. Amazing. Who he said in the presence of Rav Zrachia Gutta. And Rav Zrachia Gutta was so excited, he told him, Chodi Kutcha Berichu Bepulpula. This is the pilpul that Hashem is very happy with. He's mamish besimcha. And that is that the Zohar says, Me'olam le'zoz ha'shchina mi'yisroba shabbos v'yam v'toyman afilu b'shabbos shol choyl. What does it mean? Afilu b'shabbos shol choyl? And that even if you make your own personal Shabbos. But I think it's pashut that both of these ideas, this psikta rabasi and this Zohar HaKadosh is ma'od matim with the Radvaz. I don't know how well it stems with the Pashim Shana in the Gemara. Because we started that there's really two Mahalchim had to learn this Gemara. Rashi said, it's a Sofik. We don't know. So it's a Sofik. You just figure out what you do in Hilchas Fek. It's not Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. It doesn't have the schoolest of Shabbos. I mean, maybe it is. 1 in 7 chance. But other than that, you don't have to assume. The Radvaz said, no. That you see from here, a person can make a personal Shabbos. It's a Zohar. You have a Zohar. You have a Shabbos. The Pasuk Zohar was said, L'yardi Ayam. Wait a minute. It's only a Sofik. If you don't know, as is the current. No, the teretz is a shkiyum of Shabbos called Zohar L'Yardei Hayom. The Zohar says that this idea that is shchina, it's afilu b'Shabbos shel chol because it's a real, real Shabbos. Either way, two fundamental understandings of how to learn this Gemara, and we'll get into a little bit more raid as it relates to this classic Gemara. Yirtzeh Hashem tomorrow.